AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Nuclear talks in Switzerland involving Iran and six world powers, including the United States, have been extended beyond tonight's deadline. A State Department spokeswoman says there's been enough progress to justify that extension, although she says there are still several difficult issues to deal with. Back in 2013, the Associated Press filed a Freedom of Information request to look at Hillary Clinton's emails during her time as Secretary of State. Correspondent Jack Gillum reports that the government has responded, sending four emails covering a four-year period. But despite that lack of documentation, Gillum found Clinton did use more than one device to send and receive messages.
They also revealed that Hillary Clinton had used an iPad to send her messages. That contradicts her earlier claims of why she wanted to go it alone and use her private email server rather than a State Department one, because she didn't want to hassle around carrying more than one device.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence has asked the legislature to amend the state's new religious protection law because of what he calls mischaracterization of it online and in the mainstream media.
The smear here against this bill is that it created a license to discriminate or a license to deny services. And that's just completely false and baseless.
Indiana House Democratic leader Scott Peleth blames Pence, however, for the uproar.
His problem is that he's trying to govern a state that lives in the 21st century, and he still believes it's in the 1950s.
Arkansas lawmakers have just passed a similar religious freedom bill. A man and a woman in a romantic relationship are dead after a shooting this morning at a medical office building in downtown Fresno, California. Police say no one else was hurt, and they aren't looking for suspects. This is AP Radio News. The IRS says it has eliminated a huge backlog of groups seeking tax-exempt status. Commissioner John Koskinen, in a speech to the National Press Club.
These efforts led to new processes and the development of a simpler application form for small groups, the 1023EZ. That form debuted last year, and the result is that our inventory of applications is now current.
Tea Party organizations contend that they were singled out for tough treatment by the tax agency when they applied for that designation. 22 people in federal prison for drug crimes are going to go free. President Obama commuting their sentences. Part of what the White House says is an effort to make the justice system fairer. Officials say many of those individuals would have already served their time and paid their debt to society if they'd been sentenced under current laws and policies. Obama has now granted a total of 43 commutations. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.